I'm Alan Lytle with a WUKY News in-depth report. Footwear is important for any athlete, and when it comes to the equine world, there's an age-old saying, no foot, no horse. There's a lot that goes into making sure horses are properly equipped. And WUKY's Horse Capital reporter Samantha Letterman recently paid a visit to the Kentucky Horse Shoeing School.
5, 4, 3, 2, begin.
This weekend, the school is hosting the 2019 World Horseshoeing Classic, and consequently, the 40-acre campus, roughly half an hour from downtown Lexington, is teeming. Competitors and spectators have travelled from all over the world, and enormous trucks from everywhere in the States and Canada fill the parking lot and have overflowed onto the verges of the driveway. Travis Smith, a shoer on the American Farriers team, tells me competitions like this are crucial.
It's important for education, so we use this as one of our tools to learn. So you're on a four-man team, and we get together for practices, so we're amongst other farriers, and we get to bounce ideas off and have people check our work and tell us where we're missing and what we need to do to improve.
The classic spans 4 days, and Judge Bob Pethick explains the scoring system.
The foot prep is the number one score, and then shoe and fit, and then nailing and finishing.
Pethick is one of three judges and spends the day mingling amongst the spectators, farriers and supporters, watching and assessing the competitors at work in the crowded forge. 5 teams of 4 blacksmiths compete at a time, each assigned a horse and a burning hot fire. Astoundingly, as I watch them trim the hooves, then fit and nail red-hot steel shoes to the horse's feet, I learned that
the United States is probably the only developed nation that has no regulation for farriers.
Sarah Taylor is executive director of the Kentucky Horseshoeing School and is one of the reasons she and her husband Mitch Taylor founded the school in 1978.
So because of that, at the school, we really promote volunteer certification, and people can be certified through the American Farriers Association, who is our overseeing agency. It is voluntary, but it is a standard, and so that's what we hope to promote.
The campus is comprised of 3 individual shops, 2 classrooms and a welding shop, and also provides on-site accommodation. The students learn their craft on cadavers' legs and feet before advancing to live horses. Taylor estimates,
we probably go through about 100 tons of coal a year. It's just hard to even say how many shoes we go through and how much steel. I mean, thousands of pounds of steel. And we have companies that donate shoes to us, so we go through at least a full pallet of shoes a year, and that's, 5,000 shoes. That's on top of all the steel where we hand make shoes.
The coal is actually coke, a processed coal that's cooked down to heat faster and burn hotter without as much residue. The steel can all be recycled. Victoria Solzbach has almost completed the 9-month course and will graduate in March.
My original plan was to go to vet school. I graduated from Virginia Tech in May of last year, and then I decided that I wanted to take a break from school. And I had some exposure to the farrier industry before and worked with some other farriers and realized that this would be a very good fit for me as a job. So I've loved every second of it, and it's been a great choice.
Here are some commonly held beliefs about horse showing that actually aren't true. Hammering the nails into the horse's feet is painful for the horse. All farriers suffer from bad backs, and it's not a job for girls.
This last year, we've had 30% of our population be females, and that's a continuing trend. And they tend to be incredibly good students because they're very detail-oriented. They go about it with their heads rather than their hands. They don't try to muscle through it. They really think through everything. And you'll see there's a women's team competing today, and they're really, really inspiring to other girls. So it's really cool to see these girls coming in and holding their own.
Dion O'Brien is a graduate of the school, a farrier by trade, and has now returned to campus to teach.
I think the biggest misconception is probably, I don't think people understand how in-depth it is.
Smith agrees, but can't think of anything else he'd rather be doing.
It's just a great trade. It's a great way to make a living, and it's honest work.
And if his kids want to grow up to be blacksmiths, will he encourage them?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I'd probably send them to Kentucky Horseshoeing School.
The school encourages you to take a tour, which you can book via their website at kentuckyhorseshoeingschool.com. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.